Well, as we heard in the bulletin, a 45-year-old Dublin man has appeared in court in Blanchardstown, charged with the assault of Green Party leader and Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, Roderick O'Gorman. The minister is with us now in studio to discuss a number of issues. You're very welcome today.
Thanks, Carol.
Now, as this weekend incident is before the court, for legal reasons, we are not able to discuss that. But
Absolutely.
We would like to talk about the election. Is Thursday the last day of the 33rd Dáil?
Well, that's a call for the Taoiseach. We are, I think, in the last week. I suppose I'm hoping I put on record my preference that the election would be called for the 29th. It's the Taoiseach's call ultimately, but we've still work to do. The leaders, I'll be meeting with the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach later on this evening in terms of the leaders meeting in advance of Cabinet tomorrow. I'm hoping to see a number of key things agreed at that Cabinet. I don't think the government should down tools. We have to work right to the end, looking at getting the national planning framework and the related housing targets over the line. I know there was a proposal to defer them earlier on, so I'm glad to see that they're actually back on the agenda now. I know Minister Ryan is looking to bring a memo about sampling and sanctioning planes that may be bringing illegal munitions either over the country or through our airports. Our laws aren't strong enough there at the moment, and I think it's important we take action against that. And I know Eamon's also looking to bring a reform of the Road Safety Authority as well. I think road safety is absolutely paramount and we want to get work started on that as well.
That sounds like a lot of work to be done
absolutely.
Then. So do you think that this election will be called on Thursday, and are you preparing for that date of the 29th?
Well, I'm preparing for an election to be called this week. The posters are threaded and ready to go, and we've been out canvassing busily in my own constituency in Dublin West, and Green Party candidates have been out canvassing across the country. I think, I suppose, there's been a bit of a phony war in terms of, you know, various policy proposals have been floated in the media over the last couple of weeks. I'm eager to get into the campaign itself and let's get talking about what are the plans that each party has for the country over the next 5 years.
Now, over the weekend, yourself and Education Minister Norma Foley received TUSLA's review into its involvement in the case of the missing schoolboy, Kyran Dernan. What, if anything, can you tell us?
I can't tell you much because An Garda Síochána have asked that this report would not be published because, as you know, there's an ongoing criminal investigation into this tragic case. I asked TUSLA to undertake their own review and bring forward any proposals or changes that they need to make to their operations, their procedures on foot of that. I'll be meeting with the Chief Executive and the team in TUSLA later on this week, and we'll be going through the recommendations and they'll be setting out how each one of those recommendations are going to be implemented. But this report will also be sent to the National Review Panel.
You've read the report?
I have read the report.
Are you any clearer as to why a child was missing for 2 years without anyone apparently having followed up on where he was?
As I said before, this case, I think, shows how the importance of interagency cooperation is so important, and how every arm of the state that comes in contact with children where there is some identified vulnerability need to be working together.
So some failings are pretty obvious from what you've seen.
From what I've seen, there are elements that are of concern in terms of the overall state response. What I did earlier this year was set up a new interagency committee on vulnerable children to make sure that we have a forum where TUSLA can speak to the Gardaí, can speak to the HSE, can speak to, you know, education services. TUSLA is the ultimate safety net for these incredibly vulnerable children, but it needs the help, it needs the support of all arms of the state in terms of making sure we have a strong response to the needs of these children. And this committee, it'll be put on a statutory footing in the new childcare bill, but I actually asked that it be established even before the legislation was put on the books, because I really think this interagency piece is so important.
Why did it take an incident like this to bring these agencies together, or for you to recognise that there wasn't joined up operations or thinking between them?
Well, with respect, it didn't. I established this new committee earlier this year, and as I say, it was originally to be a statutory committee and apply once this new legislation was passed. But I actually asked they would start meeting even before the legislation was passed, and I've identified the need to continue to support TUSLA throughout my time as minister. I've increased TUSLA's budget by 50% over the last 4 years. Its budget has grown from 800 million to 1.2 billion. And we've looked at how we can improve the recruitment of social workers within that organisation. We've brought in new social work course in UCC, an apprenticeship and a direct entry course. So we have worked to strengthen TUSLA's ability as an organisation to respond both to these highly vulnerable children, but also allow it to better undertake early intervention into family situations, because that work is often just as important to prevent a situation escalating like we've seen in the Karen Dernan case.
Today you've announced a €25 million scheme which aims to deliver additional early learning and childcare places. What is it and where will these places be created?
So this is the Building Blocks Capital Expansion Scheme, and it's capital that will be available for drawdown in 2025 for private services and community services to expand their childcare facilities. And we see it'll deliver thousands of places over the course of 2025, thousands of additional childcare spaces around the country. As you know, when I became minister, I placed a real focus on cutting costs for parents in terms of childcare fees, and we've been able to, on average, halve childcare fees across the country.
Sinn Féin, however, and Fine Gael are both promising to go much further, €10 a day in the case of Sinn Féin, capping it at €200 a month, Simon Harris says. Could you have done more so that this wouldn't still be an election issue?
Well, I'm delighted it is an election issue, and I'm looking forward to getting into detailed debate about the future of childcare in our country, because I think it's really important that we steer away from, you know, flashy headline figures and actually talk about substance. And for me, we need a big change in childcare, and that is the state actually stepping in and starting to provide public childcare directly as one of the providers in the state, using something like maybe the education training boards. And that, combined with giving a legal right for children to have the 2 years of the free preschool programme, that will place a much stronger obligation on the state in the future to make sure there are spaces for children around the country. And those two measures, the public model of provision and the legal right to the 2 years of preschool, combined with paying our childcare staff better, those are the key steps that need to be taken in the next government. And if the Green Party is part of that next government, this will be an absolute priority for us.
You've had two major briefs, very different and very demanding, with the childcare and also with integration. Would you recommend that these two issues be separated in a new coalition?
Well, I've about five briefs, to be honest, Carol, across the department. But I think they actually work well together in terms of the key themes of my department deals with the needs of some of the most vulnerable people in our country. So whether it's newborn babies, whether it's people in the international protection process, whether it's an adult with a disability. And what I believe that the next minister in my role needs is continued strong levels of resources. And I think the time to bring about reform is really important. I was minister with responsibility for childcare from day one, and I was able to deliver the major changes, halving the cost of childcare, pay agreements for staff.
Right. But what you're saying is it takes time.
It does take time, and it takes a clear plan laid out at the start of the term for government, and we'll be laying out our clear plans in our manifesto launch in the next week or so.
Minister Roderick O'Gorman, thank you very much for coming into studio to
Thanks
us
very
today.
Much.